This land with soft and soluble rock underneath is called karst. As the region's abundant rainfall flows through this limestone, it dissolves the rock, forming fissures, caves, and sinkholes. Karst land is scattered throughout the region, but the highest concentrations can be found on Prince of Wales Island. The federal agency rates this land on its vulnerability to logging, road building, and other development. Kathy Tai is the Forest Service's Planning and GIS Staff Officer for the Tongass.
So it can have anywhere from just some surface-type features that are well protected by deeper soils all the way up to, like, caves. So there's a whole range of different types of karst, which is why the forest assigns a vulnerability level.
This change to the 2016 forest plan addresses parts of the forest that fall in the middle of that scale, specifically areas with no sinkholes or caves. The agency proposes removing limits for the size of second growth logging that could happen on those lands. Those limits are 10 acres and 35% of a forest stand that was originally cut. Another part of the change would allow clear cutting instead of selective harvest for these parts of the forest. Tai says there are a couple of reasons for the changes.
Well, currently we have a difference in the way we're managing old growth harvest and young growth harvest on moderate vulnerability karst, so that's one reason. And then it's better aligning with the recommendations from the Tongass Advisory Committee for this transition to young growth, which was one of the main reasons for the 2016 forest plan amendment that we did. So this is better aligning the goals for that transition.
That advisory committee was made up of stakeholders on the forest and met in 2014 and 2015 to come up with recommendations on a young growth transition. The mandate for a quicker transition away from logging old growth came from the Secretary of Agriculture during the Obama administration. Steve Lewis of Tenneke is on the board of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, a regional environmental group. He's a former director of the Tongass Cave Project, a research effort centered around the region's underground features. He thinks the change is a little poorly thought out and doesn't think anybody really knows if these areas have been impacted by past logging.
In general, they seem to be more covered with some glacial till or something like that that makes it relatively immune to the damage on the surface, we think, but we really don't know because you can't tell what's down there under the surface. And so unless we had baseline data on what was coming out of the different springs and streams, we don't really have any way to tell that we haven't already damaged it.
Lewis thinks the agency should err on the side of caution before removing restrictions and allowing more clear cutting on these lands. The Forest Service's Tai says these proposed changes do not approve any project activities for logging or road building on these lands.
What it's going to do is allow us to have better adaptive management and be able to use best available science for each project. We always send a geologist out to assess those karst lands before any activities are approved. And this is going to allow the geologist to better assess on the ground in order to have the best possible protection for these karst areas, for the natural processes. These lands are known to be highly productive.
The Forest Service is making the changes under what's called a categorical exclusion, a level of review with less analysis and public input than more stringent environmental reviews for other activities. A 30-day comment period in August is the only chance for public input. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.